status of Charles Collette after some more evaluation?
Yeah, Charles underwent a scope this morning, and he'll be out multiple weeks at this point.
Is there fear that it could be a season-ending injury?
You know, we haven't gotten that far at this point, really, Joe. I haven't even met with the docs on it yet. So,
how much does that? I mean, obviously, he's been your most dependable, productive receiver. How do you move forward with Jordan Matthews still uncertain and Charles now going to be out for multiple weeks?
Right, next man up. That's what we do. That's what happens in the league. Sometimes this happens, and you know, we've gotten hit a little bit by the injury bug. And I'll tell you, the great part about it is, if there is a silver lining, if you will, is that we had five rookies on the field yesterday getting significant experience, and so whether they started or played, you know, that's important for our future. And as we continue to build. There's a silver lining in some of this, although I never want to see a guy get hurt, in particular, any player, let alone a player of Charles's caliber. So,
how would you assess that rookie class? I don't know if you want to go through them one by one, but you just mentioned that they're contributing heavily now through five games.
Well, I probably prefer just to go generally speaking at this point, is really, I would say, great contributions early on. That said, much like our team, we're building, and you learn from one game to the next, positives and negatives. And yesterday we had some of those moments where we've got to learn from those, I know. And so really what I'm looking for is just to continue to grow from one game to the next. Just like our team, one game does not define who we are as a football team, win or lose. And so we have to continue to build, continue to put in the work, and grow. And that's what you do. You want to play, again, like I mentioned yesterday after the game, your best football in November and December.
So we saw Tyrod a lot going into that game, take off for runs when things break down. He's really done well with his feet. He didn't do that much yesterday. I think he only had one carry total for 3 yards, but really stood in the pocket a lot. Was there something game plan-wise you guys saw that maybe – was that conducive to allowing him to do that yesterday?
No, just, they did some good things defensively. Give them credit. That's a good defense. That said, there's some things we can do better offensively. And so we've got to work on that moving forward and to capitalize in particular on opportunities that we had field position. You take the ball away three times, in the first three, four quarters there, the better half of the first three quarters, you set yourself up with valuable field position, and those have to be opportunities for us where we cash in, and we didn't do a good job of that yesterday.
The fact that Charles had a scope, I mean, he didn't tear his ACL, or was it like full surgery?
Trust me when I'm telling you that I haven't even spoken with the docs yet, other than I know that he had the scope, we'll catch up at some point here in the next couple hours.
With LeSean McCoy yesterday said he was angry at himself or mad at himself, based on what he was able to do in the run game. He also mentioned that you've had a lot of conversations with him about, maybe not getting frustrated or to that effect. How do you prevent that from setting in for him, because his production has not matched this year what we've been accustomed to the last couple so far?
Right, every year is different. Those conversations really about that LeSean has mentioned. It's just about really just a team, not so much with respect to the running game, but just as a team. And I think he's really, that's part of my relationship with LeSean has been okay. Early on in his career, I knew him. He knew me early on in my career, and to watch him evolve as a teammate is one of the joys of coaching or of being a coach. And separate conversations, and now it comes to the running game, and we've got to look at everything, and it's never just one thing. It's never just the offensive line, never just the tight ends, never just the wide receivers, and some people, the eight man box. It's all of that. It's everything that we can do better, and that's this week being our bye. It's about self awareness and evaluating what we've done well, what we haven't done well, and also looking to evolve. And that's the important part as we look at what's in front of us this week.
LeSean specifically, I know you were here last year to see what he did, but when you evaluated last year's tape versus how you look at how he's performed this year, what do you see from him?
Well, I saw him have success last year, and I've seen him have success, similar success at times this year. The important part here is, you know, we've had untimely penalties that have cost us critical first downs as late as yesterday in the game. And then just, you know, really just getting on track in a rhythm with the running game so that he knows where the holes are, he knows where the blocks are, and that we're getting on those blocks and sustaining those blocks. And again, it goes, it's not just one position, it's multiple positions, all of us doing our job better.
John, why has it been so much tough sledding for him in running stretches to the outside? It seems like those are popping, like maybe they were against the Jets or certainly in the preseason as well.
Well, teams see that and they adjust. They do a good job of setting the edge. And at times yesterday, we thought we had the edge, and we didn't make a key block that we needed, in particular at those on those outside runs. We started running the ball outside and had success on the first drive on a run. We came back to in the second half and we didn't make a block where we should have made the block. You want to go back, and that's what coaches do. That's why they call us coaches. We go back and we evaluate, we adapt, and we adjust. And that's what we have to do.
Might we see any changes along the offensive line now that you have some time to think about it and, you know, adjust and adapt it as you're talking about?
You know, we'll see. That's what part of this week is. We evaluate ourselves first, you know, and I've got to evaluate myself, and the coaches will all do that, and then we evaluate personnel, and we'll do that moving forward.
Given that he's your highest paid receiver, Andre Holmes only played in, I think, the fourth most snaps out of receivers yesterday, even with Jordan's injury. How do you square that in terms of the contract you gave him versus the role he's had so far?
How do we square that? I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Why did he only receive that many snaps, given that he's your highest paid receiver? You committed that sort of resource to him. But you have a game where you're missing a receiver. Andre's not really in the mix as much as him.
Yeah, just rolling guys in and out based on game plan, based on the opponent, and also Andre's role in special teams. So that also plays a role in this also.
How much you spent a lot of time this week evaluating and you know, self-critiquing, how big of a priority is to get this offense going, given how it's not gone for the past 4 weeks?
It's a big priority. It really is. It's a big priority. It's we've got to – that said, I can't – you don't just ignore the other two areas either. There's three phases to the game, and we have to continue to grow and get better in all three phases. And certainly there's areas, excuse me, as late as yesterday with the offense, and like I mentioned, field position. You come out and you take advantage of those opportunities and in order to win a game, and we didn't do a good job of that yesterday. We have to improve in that area.
What is your – this has been an ongoing thing from before. Tyrod struggles when it comes to this team falling behind. He is 2-16 when the Bills fall behind by 4 points or more at any point in the game. What is that? What might that be a reflection of? And does it? How much of a concern is it that he can't seem to be capable of bringing this team back from just a 4-point deficit?
Well, you know, I don't know what necessarily happened before I got here. What I'm concerned about is where we are now and where we're going. And just like all of us, we have to continue to improve. Tyrod's working hard to continue to improve. I've got all the confidence in the world in Tyrod Taylor. And when you look at some of the things we've done in the Jets game, in the Denver game, and then also in the Atlanta game, those are some things where you said, hey, that's up to the standard of performance that we're looking for. Obviously, yesterday wasn't. And that starts with me, and then it goes all the way down, and we've got to continue to grow and get better.
On the flip side, he did well in those three wins. And the two losses, he did have the ball in his hand on a final drive down by 6 points or less in each game and failed to deliver. That is also a measure of a quarterback, and what concerns you about that?
Well, the thing I love about that is the fact that, we're in those games. We have a chance to win the game, and that's what I mentioned to our team this morning is, we're sitting currently right now in first place in the AFC East. Do we have a lot of room to grow and work to put in? We absolutely do. That said, let's continue with the momentum. Let's keep it going. and let's improve where we need to improve, and let's be honest with ourselves. And we all have to continue to improve, and I want our players confident that when we get in those situations, we will prevail, and we've shown that. And I think one of the things we've done well early on at this point is we won games in the fourth quarter that haven't been won in the past. And I think that's a mindset, and that mindset continues to evolve and for the better at this point.
At the offensive line, right guard, left tackle, what you guys in and out, and when you say, like, you want to make sure, you know, you're kind of, you want to see how things look, see how guys are progressing, there's still some competition. At some point, Coach, it's only week five, but at some point, do you feel like you have to kind of settle on maybe a group of five in order to get the most consistency that you want? And kind of, I know the competition's always got to be there, but at some point you feel like you kind of have to wedge that gap there and settle on a group of five?
Yeah, you know, you'd like to. You know, you'd like to be able to go out there and say, hey, we've got 22, 11 on offense, 11 on defense, and then you throw the 11 on special teams on top of that, 22, and you say, hey, these are, we know what we've got. That's not always the case early on in the process. When you're trying to build, you're developing a team, you're adding pieces, taking pieces away. There's sometimes intentionally, sometimes due to injury. And so, yes, that is the ultimate goal, that you can have that continuity and the chemistry that comes from that continuity. In this case, we haven't had that, but that's what we're driving at, is to find that right combination and then build that continuity and the chemistry that comes from it.
Do you think that's part of the issue with the run game right now, maybe just because it hasn't been the consistency amongst the five that are out there?
It could be. It could be. It's not. I don't want to dismiss it that it's not. It's certainly something that it could be a factor. I don't think it's the biggest factor. I think there's, again, pieces that are factoring into that overall puzzle at this point, Sal. That's what we get paid to do. That's what we get paid to do, is to go in and solve those problems and make the adjustments.
Sean, do you think that Nick O'Leary can fill in if Charles is out for an extended period?
I do. I thought Nick did a good job yesterday in the passing game, in particular, and made some key catches for us. He's a guy that Tyrod trusts, obviously, and he's made some big plays this year so far, and I like the direction he's heading right now.
Sean, do you foresee Deion Dawkins continuing his role as the starting left tackle with this team?
No, we're going to continue to evaluate that, and then with respect to Cordy's situation as well, Deion, you know, as you mentioned, we talked about the young players. You know, he's coming and done a really nice job at that left tackle position. He's going up against some good pass rushers on that side of the ball, and he's got some plays that he wants back, and so we're going to continue to evaluate that move forward.
Was there, given the fact that all your players stood for the anthem yesterday, was this something that was determined by the leadership council that they were going to do this, or as some teams, some owners have ordered their team, their players to stand?
Yeah, that's really a question for our players. That's our players decided to do that, and just like when they knelt, you know, we stood by them and we support them in the same way when they stand. We stand by him and support him.
John, what happened on the two big plays that Trey White let up? Were those, you know, was there any scheme breakdown? Was it a simple case of him getting beat?
No, it's, you know, Trey's going to be fine. And I think that's the takeaway from all this, is he's going to be fine. We've got to continue to play with good technique and detail our work. And that's really where it stemmed from more than anything. The great part I love about it, I would add, Matt, if I could, is just how we learned. You know, we got beat early in the game, and to come back and battle a receiver of that quality for the better part of three quarters after that, I thought was impressive. And that's the mental toughness, the makeup of Trey, and that's something we could build on.
It seemed like you guys had him follow him on the field a little bit. Was that part of the plan to kind of, I don't know, a little bit, see where he's at and kind of see how he would respond to that challenge?
Well, I think we knew where he was at. That was a key part of the game plan. Overall, when you face a receiver like that, Trey, that was also the game plan of having Trey follow him at times. Yes, and just to be able to do that, you know, in his rookie year, fifth game in, I think is pretty impressive.
You have more time in the bye week for the next opponent, but do you think maybe more of a benefit from this extra time is self-evaluation and self-scouting? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's huge. As I mentioned earlier, of the self-building self-awareness as to what we're doing well, and there's a lot of things, and what we're not doing well enough, and that our hope or should allow us to grow and evolve into the team that we're trying to become. And that's still a process that's going to take time, but that's important. This will be a big week to put in our work, a lot of it being off the field, but it starts by being humble, being honest with ourselves and saying, hey, you know, what can I do better? What can we do better?
What did you see from Matt Milano in his first start?
I thought he did a good job. You know, the first thing we look at, Matt, is really the look in his eye, and we talked about that. I talked about that with Coach Babbitts, our linebackers coach, and he said he had the right look in his eye on the boundary, and I thought he handled himself well. It wasn't too big for him, and now knowing Matt, he'll continue to improve. He puts a lot of time into his job, and again, another young guy that was out there on the field and did a good job at times for us.
Is there a timetable on Jordan Matthews, any updated timetable, or E.J. Gaines for that matter?
Yeah, I would put them both really in the same bucket. They're both there, and just day-to-day at this point, we'll see, week-to-week, really, and just evaluate as we go, as we move forward each day here.
How about Leonard Johnson, coach, from yesterday?
He came out and had the hamstring, and he's day to day really. So hopefully this bye will come at the right time for Leonard.
We'll clarify, are Matthews and Gaines day to day or week to week?
I'm sorry. It's a week to week with them, but we're going to evaluate them day to day and see how they move on. Yeah.
Do you have coaching and working with Andy Reid? Do you have a book of secrets from him on a bye week?
I know his record's pretty impressive coming off the bye. I think he's one loss on his record coming off the bye. So I've taken some notes over the years. Yeah.